Hi. This week, the question is, what did the apostles preach? What did they think was important? You learn a lot about a man by listening to what he talks about all the time. If you listen to the radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, you know that he's most knowledgeable and interested in politics. If you listen to the sportscaster Bob Costas, you know he's most knowledgeable and interested in sports. Sports of all kinds. So what would you say about the apostles? What did they talk about everywhere they went? Whatever they talked about, that would seem to be the most important thing to them. And so our question this week is, what did the apostles preach and what did they think was most important for people to hear? Well, there are several topics that we could mention here. The apostles talked a lot and preached a lot about the life of Christ, about the death of Christ, about the resurrection of Christ. And all of these are important topics to the apostles. But what about baptism? Did you realize that everywhere the apostles went, they preached that men and women must be baptized in order to be saved? This is one of the most important things the apostles taught, because they taught men and women could not be saved without being baptized for the remission of sins. On the day of Pentecost, the first sermon preached by the apostles after Jesus died, resurrected, and ascended back into heaven, this first sermon involved baptism. In Acts chapter 2, verse 36, Peter said, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." When the apostle Paul told the story of his own conversion, he talked about how he himself was required to be baptized to be saved by the blood of Christ. In Acts 22, verse 16, "Why are you waiting?" Ananias said. "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." When Paul wrote the book of Romans, he discussed how men are saved by faith and not by works of the law. In this discussion, Paul pointed out that salvation by faith includes baptism in water for the remission of sins. In Romans 6, verse 3, the Bible says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Baptism, according to this, is what puts one into Christ and gives that person a new life. How's this possible? Well, it's possible because when a person is baptized on earth, something is happening in heaven that people cannot see. What's happening in heaven when a person is baptized on the earth? Well, the Bible teaches that God is taking the blood of Christ and washing away the sinner's sins. Because baptism is the point in time when God washes away sins by the blood of Christ, the Apostle Peter could write the following. In 1 Peter 3, verse 20 and 21, he wrote, "Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Notice, Peter said baptism is not designed to cleanse the physical body, but it is designed to cleanse a sinner's conscience. All of this means baptism in water is essential for salvation. The apostles and early prophets and preachers of the apostolic age taught the need to be baptized for the remission of sins. Salvation by faith includes baptism in water. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15, to his disciples, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." In Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, Jesus said to the disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Well, these last two passages in Mark 16 and Matthew 28, they help explain why the apostles taught so much about baptism, because it was part of the Great Commission in order for men and women to be saved by the blood of Christ. If you have never been baptized correctly, you need to be, and we encourage you to consider carefully this important Bible subject. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.